Thank you, panelists, for the fruitful discussion. I will make a brief intervention on behalf of the Working Group on Discrimination Against Women and Girls. The Working Group congratulates the Working Group on Business and Human Rights for its commitment to gender equality and for organizing this panel. The Working Group would like to share some of the key findings and recommendations of its 2023 report on the gender inequalities of poverty. In this report, the Working Group focuses on poverty and socioeconomic inequalities as outcomes of systemic failures that violate women's and girls' human rights. Structural discriminations within political, economic, cultural, and social systems causes and perpetuates women's and girls' poverty and inequality. And as a way forward, the Working Group proposes a feminist and human rights-based economy. Businesses have the responsibility to advance the right to substantive gender equality. More work still needs to be done in this area. To give you an example, participants in the consultations for this report told the Working Group that corporate due diligence procedures for business-related human rights abuse were not gender sensitive, and as a result, they were largely ineffective in changing discriminatory norms and practices. They also told the Working Group that businesses were routinely failing to pay women equal wages, offer them social security, including paid maternity leave, guarantee their sexual and reproductive health and rights, and the right to freedom of association. In its recommendations, the Working Group called on businesses to contribute to the realization of the rights of all women and girls, implement participatory gender and human rights impact and due diligence processes in compliance with the guiding principles on business and human rights, and ensure that remedies and grievance mechanisms for business-related abuses are accessible, effective, and gender transformative, to ensure corporate accountability and tax justice, particularly for transnational and high-profit corporations, through compliance with human rights and fiscal obligations. And finally, businesses should include and implement gender parity in their governing and financial bodies. Thank you.